Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Please stand by.
Please stand by.
There is no beauty, only ugliness. There is no glamour, only ghastly blemish. All romance disfigured.
J-L-O 1690 AM. Hey everybody, how is it going? And let's get this right out of the way. I am not in studio today, so your frantic calls to try and get me to do something, they're not going to work. I apologize. Next week I'll be in studio, but it'll be with a session, so don't try calling then either. I have to tell you, it's not going to be great for any of us, so let's just not go through that. And you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, well, if you're doing a show not in the studio today, that must mean that it's going to be a exciting show filled with music? I mean, kind of. I am overdue to get you a recap of some of the bands that I interviewed at South by Southwest. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Andrew, didn't you do a whole Canadian thing where you showcased Wake and Grimelda? Yes, but, and this is going to sound shocking, I did more interviews than that. I know, very shocking. You are shocked right now. And so today I thought I would do not one, not two, but three interviews from when I was down at South by Southwest, and I figured I would start with a band who recently played here in Montreal. Now, if I was a good planner, I could have played this before they played and given you a preview of what they would be doing. But since I'm not, here we are. I deeply apologize to them. Vision Video is a band out of Athens, Georgia. They are doing goth stuff. You'll hear some of it. And I got to go and interview them at South by Southwest. You'll notice my voice is a bit haggard because this is like at least on day two. And I mean, after day one, my voice was just shot. You know, apologies for that, and there will be some ambient noise, so deal with it. No place is perfectly quiet, so this is the best we can do. So here, let's start off with part one of an interview with Vision Video. Keep it locked. This is Grade A Explosives South by South recap. Stay tuned.
Hey everybody, it's Andrew. I am here with three peoples from Vision Video, and I'll let them intro themselves in case, because I've gotten in trouble before because people do pseudonyms and things, and I end up using real names. They get all upset. So tell the people who you is and what you do's in the band.
Cool. My name is Dusty Gannon. I am the singer and guitarist of Vision Video.
I am Emily. I'm the singer and keyboardist for Vision Video.
My name's Ryan. I'm the drummer.
The short, or the short.
That's the way drummers go.
I all like structure in my interviews. So
okay.
I'm going to start off with the same question that I start off with all the time. What's one question that you're tired of answering or you don't want to address? If I have it on this list, I will strike it. You will not have to answer it.
Oh, no.
It's not really like an annoying question. It's just a hard one to answer.
Okay.
When people are like, what's your absolute favorite place or show that you've had?
Okay.
Just with how many that there have been, and they're all like relatively good, if not amazing, but it's just like hard to like pinpoint that one specific that people like really want to hear about. It just makes me feel bad because I can't like actively like think of something right off the bat.
Question 61, I'll strike. We'll do that one. It'll be fine. For anything from you two?
I don't think any questions.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
fine.
I might not ask it well, so we might be on the same page.
Yeah.
Let's talk about music then.
Yeah.
Haunted Hours is the last record you guys have put out, and that was in 2022, and since then you've put out singles.
Yeah.
Is that in preparation for a new record, or is that just like the way that things are going now, where people are like, oh, we gotta do singles now all the way?
I mean, I guess both in a sense, because like, you know, we've been working with this new producer, Ben Allen, who owns Maze Studios in Atlanta, and he's incredible. I mean, he's a really like Grammy Award winning producer, you know, who's done like such a diverse range of stuff. And working with him, we started kind of on a trial basis. We like ran a couple songs because it's, you know, taking into consideration like costs of going to a really pro studio and things like that. And it sort of has evolved into what will be our next record, which is called Modern Horror. And that will be out sometime this fall. We like recently went back into the studio with him and recorded three new songs that are coming out like all throughout the summer. And then we're going to do like the last five or six tracks towards the end of the summer. So I think like the strategy in the modern sort of landscape of being a musician and dealing with this sort of like rapid fire, like zero attention span that we all, I mean, we're all guilty of, I guess.
And getting worse and worse all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But, I feel like it's just better to, insofar as, like, telling the story of the songs, like, through social media or anything like that, you're trying to, like, basically bring attention to what the essence of a song is, and it's, like, easier for me to focus on one thing at a time versus a whole record. And I feel like there's, like, the diehard fans that are always going to, like, you know, when we put out a record, they're going to listen to the whole thing. But if, you know, you want people to listen to the B-sides, like, you know, when you put out a record and you don't focus on each song, I think a lot of times that gets lost now. So anyway, long answer short, yes. Yes and no.
Yes, no, and yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think, because I noticed that when it comes to metal, which is more of my area of expertise, if such a thing exists, that seems to be actively kind of resisting the return, I guess, to singlification.
That's
a word, right?
absolutely.
Of music. Do you think that is also in the music that you guys are doing as well? Like,
I feel like most of our contemporary peers are doing similar things, definitely still putting out records. It depends on, like, I think the kind of band, you know, because like this whole like goth and post-punk world encompasses like so many different kinds of bands. Like, for example, Male Tears, they're like a very synth pop heavy kind of Italo disco but very gothy kind of thing.
All right.
And they seem to like really do well just doing non-stop single releases. And I mean, they still have records, but I feel like from everything I see of them doing, they're doing a lot of singles. But then, you know, you look at like House of Harm or Urban Heat, like they're very much so like record centric bands. But I just feel like everybody is kind of moving towards putting out a lot of singles and then putting out the record and having a few more songs that are the like essentially B-sides. So you're already familiar with a good bit of it, but then you get like a few little extra sprinkles on top of that weird cupcake at the end.